fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 13th day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to test your backup heat, whether it's wood, propane, kerosene, whatever it is. Test your backup heat. Make sure it's properly installed, that it will, that it can be functioning quite safely. All right. We have, at the moment, we have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book is for sale at amazon.com. We're still waiting for Dave Hodges to show up. I got a note from Steve Benoon. I expect him to pop in here, possibly the second hour. Don't know yet. And we shall see. So Leon is held over. And good morning, Jeff Nyquist.
Good morning.
There we go. Good morning, Jeff. Well, has you're in what I your neighborhood is what I call the frozen Northland. How much snow have you had this winter so far?
Well, we have a dusting on the ground. We had heavy snow in mid-November. We had a week of heavy snow, and then it warmed up and it all melted. But we had dusting a couple days ago, so it's the winter wonderland. It's a lot of nice white things around.
All right. Well, that's great. Great. And sounds like you're in a place where you need to be, where you enjoy the white stuff on the ground. Well, Jeff, I know you pay attention to a lot of issues, what the Chinese are up to, what's going on with Ukraine, the culture war has been taking place in this country for many decades. And what's at the top of your radar list this morning, sir?
Well, the Russians, it seems, are preparing a new offensive. Now we've got data in on that. They are amassing troops. We don't know how many, and it's thought that they're amassing that some troops in Belarus. What's interesting is Belarus, where you had the death of the foreign minister who was against involvement in the war in Ukraine, it looks like they are preparing their armed forces, and they've increased their readiness, which was at a very poor level last February. So maybe some of their mechanized, you know, infantry formations can move into Ukraine from the north. And of course, as you know, the Ukrainians apparently developed some kind of drone that can go deep inside Russia and strike air bases. The U.S. government, apparently, a source in the Pentagon, this is one source, we don't know if it's true, it was in the London Times, said that they had a source in the Pentagon who said that the U.S. Basically okayed the Ukrainians, if you want to attack Russian bases, military bases, with these drones, you can. And that we don't have any problem with it if you want to do that. Because, you know, we were probably, you know, twisting their arm and saying, don't do anything like that. But the what is happening is the Russians are striking civilian power infrastructure. They hit Odessa area with 15 drones the other day. The Ukrainians shot down 10 of them. But five got through, and it caused major damage. I think the power is still out in Odessa. It was out at least for a couple of days. Maybe they got it on this morning. I don't know. But so it's this kind of striking at civilian infrastructure that has caused people to change. The Germans, of course, have given the Russians the Leopard tanks. Now are coming. Annalena Baerbock has come through, the German foreign minister for the Ukrainians, and better late than never. And the Germans had also given them these anti-aircraft tanks that are perfect for hunting drones, which are state-of-the-art. I guess it takes several months to train, but they've sped up the training on it for the Ukrainians. So that's sort of an update on the war in Ukraine. It's kind of interesting.
It is. Happening. It's interesting. And of course, these weapons manufacturers, they get to see, and of course, their potential customers get to see the performance under actual battlefield conditions as opposed to staged events for people to watch at a safe distance, right?
Yeah, well, of course, yes. The Germans have made this anti-aircraft tank is quite spectacular. You may have seen there's a video online of them following the tank after they have trained the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainian soldiers are commenting on the features of the tank and what it's like to operate it and how good it is at shooting down drones. And it's really quite something. It has a computerized system. They feed in data, and then it just finds it and knows exactly where to shoot.
Amazing.
It has its own radar system. Yeah. Another little bit of news, by the way, which is intriguing. You know, Germany had promised to meet its 2% of GDP to spend on defense. Well, with all that's going on, with the cutting off of the gas in Germany, and by the way, Russia is now threatening to cut oil back, to hurt world oil prices. The Germans can't actually bring up their defenses the way they had thought they could. So they're not going to be, reaching that 2% GDP defense level.
And really?
Yeah.
So how close will they come, if you know, sir?
I don't know. They're just not going to make the level. Probably not that close. The German military is in a rather, despite them that they make some good equipment, their military is in a terrible state, a low state of readiness. And that goes back. The priorities of Germany. Remember the million refugees that got inside of Germany that Angela Merkel let in. They imagine having to take care of that many people. Imagine the expansions of the welfare state in Germany. What do they have left in their budget to spend on defense? And this is where we're headed to. If you get socialism reaches a certain size of government where you're transferring wealth, you don't have enough tax revenue to cover your defense expenditures. U.S.'s deficit spending, of course, because the dollar is the global trading currency, and that may be coming to an end, we would not be able to afford any of our weapons either. We could end up like Germany, spontaneously demilitarizing.
That's one of the issues. You know, people, Americans, they think that these illegal, many Americans believe the illegal aliens come here and they will adopt our goals and our values and do the things Americans do to get a job and seek out the American dream, which typically is a 3-bedroom ranch style home with 2 bathrooms, 2.5 children, and a dog, and a couple of cars in a garage. But that's all dependent on having an IQ high enough to have a normal job in, within the American economy. What's the people coming in, for the most part, will be wards of the state forever because they can never reach those goals because of limited IQ and non-existent skills. Is that somewhat accurate, Leah? Jeff?
I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I know that we've had this illegal aliens coming in for a long time. I know that they tend to, when it's people who speak Spanish, they come in, and the difficulty is that they end up in communities that speak Spanish. They end up attaching there, and they end up not necessarily becoming English speakers, which, of course, is the big, this is always going to hold people back. Now, I know, because when I was in education, I tutored a child of an illegal immigrant, and it was in the Orange County school system, one of the Orange County school systems, and so that their children are being educated as long as they take advantage of the programs to speak English. And those children will become Americans. But the crime and the poverty, I had a call from a friend in Bogota last week, and I published the conversation on my website last week, along with a conversation I had. There's a video of a conversation with Trevor Loudon about many of the problem of communism, of course. My friend in Bogota said that it's large criminal gangs are moving into the United States over that border. So you got an open border, criminal gangs are coming into the country. You've got MS-13, you've got what they call the Bolivarian Army, which are giant criminal gang from Venezuela. And of course, that criminal gang is operating full tilt in Colombia. He was talking about, they come up to people in intersections on motorcycles and they rob them. And if they resist them at all, they just shoot them dead. And he said, it's just madness. The place is, he said it's dangerous in Colombia because there's so much crime, but they're trying to push that over our border.
Well, I heard something very disturbing when it comes to the legalization of marijuana involves these cartels. And I'll be talking to the sheriff about this tonight. I'm having dinner with my local sheriff tonight and the local prosecutor. But once marijuana becomes a legal matter, I believe the police pretty much no longer concern themselves very much with it because it's either sold with proper taxation or without. I don't think most cops want to become tax collectors. But what's happening is, my understanding, the cartels just bring in more and more marijuana, and they sell it cheaper than the taxed marijuana that's being sold legally. So it makes it more attractive, and this is what I'll be confirming tonight with the sheriff, makes it more attractive to the illegal sales of marijuana because the police have stopped paying attention to it, and the cartels take advantage of this because they're in competition with the legally sold marijuana that has a heavy tax on it, and they can undercut the legally sold marijuana that's heavily taxed and make a very nice profit and pretty much have no more law enforcement involvement to be concerned with. Does that make sense, Jeff?
Well, we saw this in Northern California. I mean, I lived in Humboldt County, which was marijuana growing central in California. And in fact, I met the man just by accident who actually started the marijuana growing in Humboldt County. He he's a fellow who ended up, he said, they turned it in, you know, it was a lifestyle for me, but they turned it into a business, and then they started wearing guns, and then it became organized crime, you know. It had become organized crime. This guy was sort of a hippie type from the 60s who liked marijuana and decided to start growing it because it was becoming, in the 60s, it was becoming fashionable for college students and other hippies. The problem becomes, what it was very funny to watch, when the first law came to California, we had an initiative to make marijuana legal. It failed the first time they brought it out. And I remember people on the street, you know, accosting me and telling me not to vote. These were obvious druggies, telling me not to vote for the legalization of marijuana because it would destroy their businesses of growing marijuana, which in Humboldt County, in places in Humboldt County, the police were bought off. They didn't interfere already because the corruption. We had a DA in Humboldt County. Diego's was his name. And I remember I was very much for the lady that got him out of there that replaced him. But Diego's was basically elected by the pot growers.
Amazing.
Yeah, the DA. So, I mean, this is what happened in your county when you let this stuff in. And the problem is that marijuana is a gateway drug. And, you know, everybody who's seen what happened in on the streets of Eureka, California, that's the county seat, everybody knows that's exactly what happens. And so you have a massive homeless problem because a lot of your homeless problem comes from drugs. So they start with marijuana. I remember I had a buddy that came into town. He moved into town, and I was helping him get a job there and everything. And he was going in to one of the government offices it was the Employment Development Department, to help get work. And this guy accosted him in front of the building and said, "Hey, man, you know, you got to get out of here because the meth will get you if you don't get out of here now, just like it got me."
You know? Really?
So you got these drug addict, adult meth addicts on the street. You know, Eureka was number one in the country, and it probably still is, for people being run over by cars, because you have so many drug addled people out there who will walk right into traffic. You've got the Pacific Coast. You've got the highway. The Pacific Coast Highway runs right through downtown Eureka. Two lanes going one way through town, and the other two lanes going the other way. And you have these, I have seen meth addicts pretend to throw themselves in front of traffic. I've seen them actually run out into the street and get hit. So it is no joke. Yeah, it's no joke. And there are so many people on drugs there. You can't, and of course, marijuana, you know, I remember there was a fellow I saw, you know, it looked like he had a heart attack. He was slumped over the steering wheel, and his car was rolling through a parking lot. And it was I thought he had a heart attack, and I came running up. I was banging on the window trying to rouse him. I couldn't get in the car, and it's slowly rolling. You know, he had pulled into the parking lot, and he'd passed out. Well, he wakes up. He hears the banging. He wakes up. He rolls down the window. This huge waft of pot smell hits me right in the face. He was so high, and in fact, I got him to park the car. He was so high on marijuana that he couldn't hardly even park the car, and he could barely walk. I've never seen it before, somebody that who had, I don't know what he did, you know, how many bong loads, as they say, that he smoked of the stuff. But I called the cops because I thought he would kill somebody. Right. And the cop came out, and he failed the test. And he says, "I'm sure this is just marijuana." He says, "This is pretty unusual." But he could not, because of Gallegos, he said, "You know what? I can't arrest him." And I said, he's driving under the influence. You know, I'm a witness. He should be arrested. He said, "I know." But he said, "They won't prosecute in this town."
Amazing. Absolutely
so
amazing.
So he said, you know, and the cop apologized.
Yep.
And so
it's
the cop
shame.
Said,
Hold on, Jeff. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello? Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We have on hold my friend, my neighbor, Linda. Her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. We're in about a week or so. It's going to be, this more than a week, there's going to be a bunch of snow there. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road that you and your husband own was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. Are there going to be guests there? It's a high-end bed and breakfast when the snow falls this coming Christmas.
We don't have any. We don't have anyone scheduled. We're going out of town ourselves, actually. So I had to block that off. We don't like people being there when we're not available.
Well, it'd be a beautiful place to be snowed in with your honey, wouldn't it?
Yes, there's so many people that come out and spend time other seasons, and almost all of them say, "Boy, we'd love to be here when it snows."
Oh, yeah, because if you got everything you need, and of course you would, you know, and no reason to go anyplace. What a fun, romantic place to be with your sweetheart. Ladies and gentlemen, Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. The 12-foot-tall Christmas tree doesn't even come halfway up to the ceiling. It's in there right now with all the decorations. My webmaster, I need to get those photographs over to him, and I'll do that today, Linda, so we can get them posted. Right. And it's available for sale. This is a unique opportunity. There's any given time, there's probably several million homes for sale in the United States, all over the country, all 50 states. But to buy a place like this, it was featured in Better Homes and Gardens in my neighborhood. Well, it's the only place in my neighborhood that was featured in Better Homes and Gardens, and one of the very few homes for sale at all, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, that's correct. And when people see it, you know, everyone that comes, they say the pictures don't do it justice. So it's really something that if you're available to come out and see it, that's how you need to, it needs to be presented in person.
Absolutely. And the photographs at my website that Linda took are beautiful. The place is kept in immaculate condition because if you're coming from Asia or Europe to spend time in a high-end bed and breakfast, your expectation is not a speck of dust, no dead bugs, no dead mice, immaculate place ready for occupation by people who expect the best. Right, Linda?
That's right. That's what they get.
That's what they get. And this is your opportunity. Once it's gone, it's gone. And if you like the place, get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with Linda. We got more photographs and more videos, and we can make arrangements for inspection, can't we, Linda?
Yes, it's not a problem.
Okay. Linda, I want to thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Okay. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We've got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, booked for sale at amazon.com. And now joining us is Dave Hodges. His website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, I want to pass something along to you. Not only am I maybe limited here because I'm in the middle of a blizzard right now, 60 mile an hour winds, 10 degree temperatures, and about a foot of snow coming. And we've already lost power twice. Steve is also trying to get in, and he sent me a note just a minute ago, said to let you know he's trying to get in, but he can't.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. What's your elevation where you are there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm up in Colorado right now, and our elevations, we're out on the plains, and we're at about 4,400 feet.
Okay. All right. And I just got a note that Steve Benoon is joining us also. His website is israelinewslive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, just bring you up to speed. Our earlier conversation with Jeff Nyquist had to do with all the reasons why marijuana should not be legal, and the consequences are far-reaching, far beyond whatever's talked about publicly for the most part. But let's move on from there. Steve, is your connection solid, or are we going to lose you?
I should be solid. I'm stationary today.
Okay. Well, we'll focus on Dave Hodges for the time being, since he's literally in a blizzard. Is this a fun trip or a business trip?
Yeah, I'm taking care of some business up in Colorado. I'm coming home in about a week. But, this is Colorado. I mean, it can be 70 tomorrow, and today it's an absolute blizzard. So that's how it goes here. I'm looking right now, 67 mile an hour wind, a whiteout.
Oh, my. Well, we got a break. Everybody hold on.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving aches and pains, aiding with restful sleep. Would you enjoy sleeping soundly like I do every night? The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. Neither is my black book.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Information that will help you, information that will entertain you, information that will make you angry. It's all there at thelibertyman.com. So check out everything there. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Dave Hodges, his website is thecommonsenseshow.com. I say again, thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon, and Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Dave, are we going to have to put together a rescue party to rescue you up there in Colorado? Are you going to be okay, sir?
I will tell you, we're definitely snowed in. This is not when you want to be out. The drifts right now, as I can see, are probably 3 to 4 feet, but they're going to grow. And the wind chill is a balmy minus 15.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah. Well, bundle up. Being bundled up in Leon's deuce and a half headed your way is not something I would like to do. But if it's a matter of life and death, we might just consider it, Leon, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, but as bad as the conditions are here, they pale in comparison to what's going on in the whorehouse we call Washington, D.C.
Well, it's a different type of horror, but very real nonetheless. Well, gentlemen, all of us have been watching the Twitter document release, and I'll take the lead here. I'll ask Dave for follow-up, and then Steve, and then Jeff, and Leon. But I spent most of my adult life in doing trial preparation for both civil and criminal matters, sometimes very high-end, such as United States of America versus the American Optometric Association antitrust matter, multiple homicides. And so I know what evidence is, and I've put together evidence for very serious matters, dozens, hundreds of times, actually. And what's being released by Elon Musk is evidence. In a proper format, could be presented in either a criminal trial or a civil trial or both to prosecute people and also have civil matters that could have very serious consequences up to and including jail time. And I'll just, before I turn over to Dave for his response, one of the things I find most important and most egregious is the suppression of information that led to the deaths of millions of people by suppressing on Twitter the things that work to counteract COVID-19, and also suppression of the fact, the demonstrable fact, that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are killing people also. There's evidence of both having taken place at the highest levels of Twitter, resulting in, we don't know how many million people will eventually die in the United States and worldwide. And I'll get the first response from Dave. Please go ahead, sir.
It's hard to know where to start on that one, because, first of all, the use of masks have been totally debunked, and that 6-foot social distance was nonsense. It came out of some English class essay. And so the way that we approached it was an absolute joke. The one thing I like to focus on with what failed before, not just with the health aspect, but the economic aspect, small business was really destroyed. You can sell pants to the consuming public if you're Walmart or Target or another box store that makes big corporate donations to liberal politicians. But if you're a small businessman selling the same thing, you can't be open. And so the ultimate in nepotism, communism, and the whole nine yards. And the thing is to suppress vitamin D, ivermectin, and those medicines that have been shown to be effective, and the government had a role in it, that's criminal negligence at best. And actually, you might even argue depraved indifference leading to criminally negligent homicide. And there would be charges if we had a justice system that wasn't run by an absolute criminal in our Attorney General, Merrick Garland. And one little known fact, just to show his criminality. He's gone around and he's broken down the doors of people like Sharona Bishop for daring to protest at school board meetings. Perfectly legal, protected activity. But what people don't know is that his daughter and son-in-law own Panorama Education, and they control the rights to things like critical race theory and all the objectionable sexual material being shown to kids in schools. And Merrick Garland protects that in violation of federal law with conflict of interest, egregious violations. And so it crosses the spectrum. We have a government, and it's not just with the COVID situation and the injections. Yes, that's true. But across the board, we have a total mafia running this government right now. There is no sense of law and order whatsoever.
Okay, great response. Steve Ben Noon, your response to this matter with Twitter document release.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and especially when it comes to Hunter Biden. in the case that we have there. I know that before the situation in Ukraine began, I had already been contacted, and we were trying to get before the media this issue that was going on with Hunter Biden, to get it revisited once again, knowing that an invasion was coming. And it was so squelched. The Biden administration has so much power that they had already threatened the lawmakers in Ukraine not to release any information on his son. And then to top it all off, even like in this case with Twitter, and they talk about how that they would remove content, things like that. Going back to when Tucker Carlson did his broadcast not too long ago about the pipeline, and basically proving that the Biden administration would have been behind it. And then, sure enough, I already know they went to work in Washington and began to remove everything from the internet that Tucker Carlson did. In fact, I had to work with a friend of mine that's a Hollywood producer to get an original copy so we could put it on iConnect FX and translate it into 7 languages. So not surprising at all.
Not surprising at all. Jeff, your response to the release of the documents from Twitter, sir?
Well, it's after Twitter had denied doing it, although many of us, and I've been on Twitter the whole time. I never got kicked off, but I was shadow banned. You know, just to give you an example, after I set up my Twitter account 10 years ago, I quickly went up to 5,000 followers, and then it like was a ceiling. And it didn't matter how big the radio show I would go on or what kind of publicity I would get, it wouldn't go up. You know, I remember when I started up my new website, jaronikwas.blog, I would get like 20, 30,000 hits from an article I wrote, and it would be getting attention on talk radio and everything. And there would be no change in my number of Twitter followers, which is really unusual. Now, since Elon Musk, this is just the proof. You go 10 years and you don't, you know, almost 10 years, you don't go up. Elon Musk takes over. And now I've got over 7,000. I think I may be over 8,000 now followers. And the next time I get a big interview, it's going to go, it might go up to 10. So, you know, that is really affecting. And I make my living by writing. And one of my primary ways of reaching people is through Twitter. And I'm not alone. I have friends who lost a lot of their readers who kept in touch with them through Twitter. And this is definitely a tort when a political party, for reasons, and by the way, the reason for suppressing speech, like I said before, there's 3 questions that people aren't allowed to ask. They're not allowed to question the vaccines. They're not allowed to question election honesty in our elections. And of course, now I forget the third one, but there's things we're not allowed to ask. And those things were reasons when people would bring those things up, they would be instantly kicked off of Twitter. And of course, talking about communism is not really appreciated by a lot of people. And I have even been attacked by violent anti-Semites on Twitter who have called me a traitor to America and have spread smears about me on Twitter. And I've written to Twitter and said, you know, they're violating your rules. You know, this is violent hate speech and they're slandering me. And they said, no, it's okay. It's within our parameters. And they're kicking off my friends for saying, hey, you know, we're not sure this election was fair.
Right. Amazing. Well, Leon, your response, sir, your thoughts on the document release from Twitter, sir?
I'm glad it happened, but I'm sad it's taken 2 years for him to buy it. And, you know, he could have really had a huge impact had he purchased it before the election, the 2022 election. So I'm glad to see it. But, you know, Garland is not going to do his job, and the whole system is rigged. So, you know, it's glad to see. But what I'm more concerned about is the new, what David talked about before, was the impact of this proposed law and how they want to pretty much monopolize the speech and focus it in certain sectors, and they're going to ban alternative news. So I agree with you in that it is necessary to expose the cockroaches, but for them to pursue them, it doesn't seem to be a high priority, and the Republicans don't have the backbone to actually pursue it. And so it's good to see, but I'm just not very impressed with the whole system overall.
Okay, well, I'll give some follow-up here. First of all, we have 50 attorney generals in the United States in the various 50 states. I expect some of them to be actively considering criminal prosecution of people who've done criminal acts involving Twitter. The evidence, part of the evidence would be the documents released by Twitter. I'm also, there's also individuals and maybe even attorney generals who may be looking at civil matters involving the same evidence. So while I agree with all of us are in agreement that the Federal Department of Justice is unlikely to do anything. If they did do anything of any consequence, I'd be pleased and shocked and surprised, but I'm not holding my breath on that. But we've had a number of state attorney generals who have taken action already, and there's some hope there that further action may be taken in civil or criminal matters. And we have a caller and hold here, gentlemen. We've got Jeff in Massachusetts. Morning, Jeff. Jeff in Massachusetts. Well, Jeff in Massachusetts must have took a break. We'll put him back on hold.
Hey, John, I'm right here. Hello?
Oh, there you are. Go ahead,
okay,
Jeff.
Okay, John. Now, anyways, I'd like to ask Dave Hodges a question in particular, but it's great that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. God bless him. I'm on his side. But here's the thing: if the power gets shut off in this country, this is an exercise in futility. Now, with that said, I'd like to ask Dave this: if the power plants really get attacked, besides the substations, but LNG terminals, you know, oil plants, stuff like that, would the government decide to put in armed security guard officers like Homeland Security, private military contractors, and so forth to man these plants, in turn bankrupting these plants because they won't be able to make a profit?
Well, I used to teach statistics and research, so I learned to deal in probabilities. So I'll give you an anecdotal, superficial view of this. Everything the Biden administration touches turns to excrement for the United States citizens. And you can't get something wrong this many times and not have it be deliberate and intentional. And even Fox News hosts are beginning to say this. So would they welcome a grid down scenario? Of course. Anything that leads to the demise of a constitutional republic and replace it with a crisis management totalitarian state is what they're moving towards. And so, no, they will not protect the American people. Oh, they might play the game and make some announcements, but in reality, you're no more safe tomorrow with Biden than you were yesterday.
Well, that's true, because currently I work at a liquid natural gas plant, actually a terminal, and we're all unarmed at the plant. And also, this is across the board except for nuclear power plants. And my concern would be to bankrupt these industries by either having a false flag attack or having anarchists, communists, or Islamists attack these places, and then in turn have the solution, which would be the TSA or contractors or cops, or it would be a law that security officers would have to be like cops. In turn, you would have a security surcharge put on your gas, electric, oil bill, or whatever you have. What do you think of that? And they'll get off the line.
I think if they were after a slow burn takedown to the United States economy, that might be an approach they would take, to kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back. But I think they're going to go for more of a quick fix. And my advice to you, and actually I think there was an episode on the old show 24 about this. My advice to you right now,
yes,
because the vulnerability has been shown, ankle holsters with armed weapons, hard to detect. I would be wearing one to your work, because you are at risk for exactly what you said.
Ankle holster, because we're not allowed to have anything there, and all we can do is call the cops if something happens.
Well, let me ask you this. How thoroughly do they search you? Because if they don't, to hell with the rules. Self-preservation is your number one rule.
Oh, I mean, you know, and this is across the board, electric plants and so forth. I mean, you know, unless, I mean, basically I have a badge and I could just swipe in and come in with the badge. And that's across the board. This was even at the airport pre-9/11. I worked there pre-9/11. I worked at a water treatment facility pre-9/11. This is across the board. Have a badge, you can come in.
Well, I'll make a prediction right here. Every time the administration gets in trouble, they create false flags, and we need to watch out for what's coming.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good one.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for the call. We had a break. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges. His website's thecommonsenseshow.com. Steve Ben-Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. And Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Dave, is your power is still up and running because you're still with us.
We're still going, but I'll tell you, these winds are amazing. You know, I grew up in Colorado. I don't remember seeing a blizzard this bad unless you were in the high country.
So what's the prognosis? When's the storm and the blizzard supposed to be finished?
About 6 hours, and then some light snowfall intermittently. But the winds are what's doing it right now. You literally could not drive right now. There are reported snow drifts in the area of about 4 to 8 feet.
Whoa, that's some serious, serious weather. And my goodness, well, hang in there. Do you have an alternative way to keep this place warm if the power goes out?
Yeah, extra coat.
Extra coat.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like very much of a plan to me, but hang in there. Well, Stephen Noon and I had a brief email text exchange this morning about an object in space called Oumuamua, if I'm saying it right. Did I say it right, Steve?
You got it right. It's Oumuamua. It's a Hawaiian word.
Hawaiian word for traveling, some distance traveler or something like that. Cliff High did a segment on it in the last 24 hours, stating that he believes it's an intelligent, created object, 80 meters in diameter, a cylinder, 800 meters long. It's a really big object. He says it's metal and it's hollow, and it has a way to make it spin with these little jets on near each end to give it artificial gravity. So Cliff High is convinced it is not a natural object. What's your information on it, Steve?
Well, I find that I like his observation as far as the spinning motion, because that is how you create the artificial gravity inside of a spaceship. And it is a spaceship. We know that it's that. Of course, we got to keep on with the break, and then we'll keep going.
We'll continue this fascinating topic after the break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.